Before we get started today, Norm, I want to welcome you into the studio. How are you doing?
Thank you, Pastor Mark. I'm doing very well and really looking forward to today's program because things are really happening out there.
They really are. And Norm, I'll tell you what, I'm just so excited. Our pre-show sometimes is better than our show. You know, I'm just like, during the pre-show, I was so excited. All the things that you kind of were pulling out and showing I'm just learning so much from you and your ministry. And it's such an exciting ministry. You know, the Torah has a lot to say about finances. And I think that speaks volumes to us today. I mean, everyone is concerned about their money, their investments, their future. And that just seemingly, the old saying, it's money that makes the world go round. But according to you, that's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually debt that makes the world go round. Or not.
That's right. Norm, last week we were talking about the banking crisis and all of the banks that are closing all around us. And this is just the beginning of the shaking, of course. The shaking's been going on for a while, but now we're starting to see the tangible effects of the shaking that's been going on. And so I thought, you know, we maybe could pick that up. And I know there's a passage in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, that kind of gives us the background to why things are the way they are today. And so let me just read that, and then you can just begin to midrash with me on this. It says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, it says, "Will not all these take up a taunt song?" Most Christians in swaps that are going on right now, it's part of the debt-based system. That's the design of the debt-based system. But we'll talk a little bit about home foreclosures, the bank closing that's going on all around us.
Well, it just happened Friday. We just had another bank closure.
Right.
Last week when we were on, we had two banks close last Friday.
Yes.
And then this Friday, we had another bank closure. They always close them on Friday, their bank holidays. Have the weekend to restructure and then reopen on Monday. And we can go through that one that just closed.
That's great. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this message. I want to just give Norm Franz's website. His website is ascensionministries.net. Ascension Ministries, ASCENSION Ministries.net. And you can get that blockbuster book that will really help you to understand why and how this system's falling, where we're headed, and how to position yourself to actually not only make it through the coming crisis, but prosper in the coming crisis. That's
Amen.
Right. So in this passage that talks about woe to those who use loans to gain wealth, in the end, you know, your creditors will rise up and they will plunder you. Yeah. How does that relate, for instance, to like the home foreclosures that's going on throughout the nation?
Well, that's exactly what's happening is that those that have borrowed money to buy the houses, and then the way that everything is structured, especially in the ARMs, you know, that ratchet up every time they roll over and reset, they reset at a higher interest rate, and people are losing their homes because of the way that was structured. And so what's happening is that people that can't make their payments, or if they owe too much money on the home versus what the home is actually worth, the lenders now, the banks and the mortgage companies are coming in, and they are foreclosing on those loans and taking the houses back. In other words, they're taking possession of those homes, and people are being thrown out basically on the streets. And that goes back to Hosea chapter 12, verse 7, that says this: "A merchant in whose hands are false balances, he loves to oppress." And in chapter 9 of the book, it's called Babylon's Financial Dialectic. And I trace this process all the way back to ancient Babylon, where
right.
they create debt bubbles, they collapse debt bubbles. And when I say they, I'm talking about the world system, that spirit of globalism
yes.
that creates debt bubbles, collapses debt bubbles, and then confiscates the assets.
Yes.
And what happens, Pastor Mark, is that those assets cannot pay back all the debt, and they've just rewritten, and they are in the process of rewriting even more so now, the bankruptcy laws to where you can't just walk away from stuff. You have to pay some of that debt back. Now, it isn't on everything yet, but there are certain issues you can't just walk away from. Even if you can't pay it back by selling everything and them confiscating, if you owe more money than what they were able to recover from the
right.
sale of that asset, you still owe them the money.
Yeah.
That is a
modern-day
debtor's
right.
prison is what it
that's
is.
Right.
And so we become then slaves to the world system, which is what everybody ends up being in the book of Revelation.
It's a slave.
Is a slave to the system. And it all comes back to, and the way we got there, Pastor, was because of the love of money. The
that's
lust
right.
of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. flesh and the pride of life, which debt, vis-a-vis money, is able to give us.
That's right. The lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the boastful pride of life.
The original
sin of
man.
The world system, yeah. The world system came up with a financial monetary philosophy designed to give you the lust of your flesh.
And you know why we fell into it? Is because we don't know Torah. We don't know Torah.
That's right.
And because we don't know Torah, we don't understand how dishonest weights and measures work in ancient times. And therefore, we didn't have any understanding on how it works now through the fractional reserve banking system, which is just a modern day form of dishonest weights and measures that everybody runs to the bank, borrows the money, and then they become slaves to that system. And God says that if you will hearken unto my voice and walk in my commandments, I will raise you up above the nations. We can't be raised up above the nations if we're walking like the nations.
That's right.
He says, if you keep my commandments, you'll be blessed and you're going out and you're coming in, you're rising up, you're lying down, your baskets, your stores, you'll be a holy people. And if you keep my commandments, you'll be a lender to nations and you shall not borrow.
I.e., your economy will be rock solid.
Yep, absolutely.
You'll lead the world in terms of economies. But if you fall into the debtor's trap, you will actually be the tail and not the head. You become a servant and a slave.
That's
and our
exactly
nation
right.
is right there. We're the number one debtor nation in the world, and now we're falling, just like we're a precursor to Babylon itself falling, you know?
Well, this has happened in a whole bunch of countries. I mean, it happened in Mexico. It happened throughout Southeast Asia. It's just come to the doors of the United States now, but I believe the church is starting to wake up now, and that's really the key, because, see, the real sad part, the world is going to do this. The world is the world, but God's people need to understand this principle and come out of debt and come out of her, my people. That's what God tells us to do in the last days.
You know, Norm, if I went out and bought a $40,000 SUV maybe like a year ago or a year and a half ago, and all of a sudden I can't afford it. I cannot afford it. Maybe I had a wage freeze or a wage cut.
Lost your job.
Yeah, well,
like
let's just talk.
50,000 people did last month.
50,000, that's right. Yeah. But let's say I just cannot afford the SUV, and so I just, you know, have to go to the bank and say, you know what, I can't pay this anymore. I can't do this. Normally what happens is there's a repossession that takes place.
That's right.
And let's say I owe $30,000 on it. Let's say that what I owe on that is $30,000. The bank or whoever the finance that, when they repo that, they're going to put that on the market and try to sell that as quickly as they can. They might sell it for $15,000, $20,000, or $15,000. They're going to move that thing.
They're going to blow it out for whatever they can, and then they're going to come after you for the balance.
For the difference. So let's say they sell it for $15,000. All of a sudden, I still owe $15,000, and I don't even have the asset anymore. Well, it never was an asset, but I thought it was. But the point is I'm against him.
Honest scales, and you shall have an honest weight and an honest measure, an honest epa and an honest hin, an honest gallon and an honest bushel. In other words, you're not to debauch the currency. You're not to debauch anything, water it down, so to speak, because if you do that, you're actually robbing from your brother. You're breaking the 8th, 9th, and 10th commandment. Thou shalt not steal, lie, or covet anything that is your brother's. It's actually, Pastor Mark, it's actually the transgression of God's Torah that is coming back on a dishonest weights and measures system that's bringing a curse on that system in the form of financial failure. That's what's going on right now. So in the end, it comes back to whether or not you're going to walk in Torah or not. People that didn't go into debt and paid cash and stayed out of debt, those people are happy now. I know I am. If the debt bubble pops, it doesn't affect me at all because I don't have any debt. In fact,
you're really positioned now to come in now that all of these assets are now dropping and plummeting in value. You can go around and pick them up now at a bargain sale price.
For a lot less than what they were when they started crashing, but prices are going to continue to come down as far as real estate investment. Prices still have a way to go before they bottom out. So I wouldn't be out there buying anything right now. And even if I was, I still wouldn't be using money to buy it because that goes back to our lead scripture here in Habakkuk 2, and that's in New American Standard,
by the way.
But if
you want to use money, what would you use? I mean,
What I would do, I mean, you have to use money because that is the legal tender of the country. So when you pay
your
bills,
you want to use a loan.
I wouldn't go and borrow money. I would use money that I have on hand that I've been saving. Or, for example, when this whole thing started at the Harvest, I was doing a Monday Night Live teaching on real estate markets in the last days, and this was in September 2004, and I just shared with everybody here 10 things why the real estate bubble is about to pop. And I shared 10 things that told us this bubble was going to pop. And I encourage people to get out of their real estate. If they wanted to get out of debt, get the equity that they have in their real estate and get out, now's the time to get out. And ever since then, real estate prices and that whole bubble has been popping, but it really popped a year ago at this time. And the bottom line was this: all bubbles pop, because the bubbles are built on dishonest weights and measures, and ultimately the transgression of that law comes back in the form of a curse. And that's what's happening right now, even to many of God's people in the body of Messiah. Unfortunately, many of God's people have done it the world's way, and now they're suffering the same consequences. They're saved, but they're still suffering the curse of transgressing God's law. But it's important to note that the whole understanding about dishonest weights and measures and the debauching of the currency through the use of debt is not in the New Testament. You have to go to the Torah to understand how that applies today. You can't get it in just the New Testament. And that's why we have got to go back to God's Torah and embrace the biblical model, the New Covenant model of writing the Torah on our hearts and on our minds, so that we can walk them out in this life and we can prosper even in the midst of the shaking. God promises that if we'll walk in His ways.
You know, it's interesting to note most Christians in the West, percentage-wise, are in a much tougher place financially than most Jewish people in the West financially. And someone pointed out, an accountant had pointed out, the reason that that is so is because Christians spend most of their time in the end of the book, the apostolic scriptures, where the Jewish people spend most of their time in the first five books.
Well,
and where's all the financial principles found?
In the first,
five books.
Yeah.
And so they learned real early on, if you want to succeed in business and finances, you be the lender and don't borrow.
Do not facilitate the
lust of your flesh by going out and borrowing from a debt-based system. Actually, learn to be a lender.
Well, you know, and the real sad thing about that, Pastor, is that the prosperity message that has been taught in the church is very skewed. There are some truths in there, but for the most part, it's very skewed. And what has happened is that that teaching has taught us to chase prosperity and destiny rather than seek after the kingdom and righteousness, which is built on the commandments. And Solomon was very clear, is if you seek to get rich, it makes like wings and flies away.
That's right.
And that's what's happened in the body of Messiah, is that prosperity and purpose has become the God that we're seeking,
yes,
rather than the kingdom and His righteousness, which are built on the commandments.
That's right. We're going to go to a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the home foreclosures. That is the debt for equity swaps that are going on right now. It's part of the debt-based system. That's the design of the debt-based system. But we'll talk a little bit about home foreclosures, the bank closing that's going on all around
us. Well, it just happened Friday. We just had another bank closure.
Right.
Last week when we were on, we had two banks close last Friday.
Yes.
And then this Friday, we had another bank closure. They always close them on Friday, their bank holidays. Then they have the weekend to restructure and then reopen on Monday. And we can go through that one that just closed.
That's great. That's great. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this message. I want to just give Norm Franz's website. His website is ascensionministries.net. Ascension Ministries, ASCENSION Ministries.net. And you can get that blockbuster book that will really help you to understand why and how this system's falling, where we're headed, and how to position yourself to actually not only make it through the coming crisis, but prosper in the coming crisis. That's
Amen.
Right. So in this passage that talks about woe to those who use loans to gain wealth, in the end, you know, your creditors will rise up and they will plunder you. Yeah. How does that relate, for instance, to like the home foreclosures that's going on throughout the nation?
Well, that's exactly what's happening, is that those that have borrowed money to buy the houses, and then the way that everything is structured, especially in the ARMs, you know, that ratchet up every time they roll over and reset, they reset at a higher interest rate, and people are losing their homes because of the way that was structured. And so what's happening is that people that can't make their payments, or if they owe too much money on the home versus what the home is actually worth, the lenders now, the banks and the mortgage companies are coming in, and they are foreclosing on those loans and taking the houses back. In other words, they're taking possession of those homes, and people are being thrown out basically on the streets. And that goes back to Hosea chapter 12, verse 7, that says this: a merchant in whose hands are false balances, he loves to oppress. And in chapter 9 of the book, it's called Babylon's Financial Dialectic. And I trace this process all the way back to ancient Babylon, where right. they create debt bubbles, they collapse debt bubbles. And when I say they, I'm talking about the world system, that spirit of globalism yes. that creates debt bubbles, collapses debt bubbles, and then confiscates the assets.
Yes.
And what happens, Pastor Mark, is that those assets cannot pay back all the debt, and they've just rewritten, and they are in the process of rewriting even more so now, the bankruptcy laws to where you can't just walk away from stuff. You have to pay some of that debt back. Now, it isn't on everything yet, but there are certain issues you can't just walk away from. Even if you can't pay it back by selling everything and them confiscating, if you owe more money than what they were able to recover from the
right.
sale of that asset, you still owe them the money.
Yeah.
That is a modern-day debtor's
right.
prison is what it
that's
is.
Right.
And so we become then slaves to the world system, which is what everybody ends up being in the book of Revelation.
It's a slave.
Is a slave to the system. And it all comes back to, and the way we got there, Pastor, was because of the love of money, the
that's
lust
right.
of the eyes, the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, which debt vis-a-vis money is able to give us.
That's right. The lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the boastful pride of life.
The original
the world
man.
System. Yeah. The world system came up with a financial monetary philosophy designed to give you the lust of your flesh.
And you know why we fell into it? Is because we don't know
money.
Torah. We
That's
don't
right.
know Torah.
That's right. That's right.
And because we don't know Torah, we don't understand how dishonest weights and measures worked
That's
in
right.
ancient times. And therefore, we didn't have any understanding on how it works now through the fractional reserve banking system, which is just a modern-day form of dishonest weights and measures that everybody runs to the bank, borrows the money, and then they become slaves to that system. And God says that if you will hearken unto my voice and walk in my commandments, I will raise you up above the nations. We can't be raised up above the nations if we're walking like the nations.
That's right. That's
he says, right. if you keep my commandments, you'll be blessed, and you're going out, and you're coming in, you're rising up, you're lying down, your baskets, your stores, you'll be a holy people, and if you keep my commandments, you'll be a lender to nations, and you shall not borrow.
I.e., your economy will be rock solid.
Yep, absolutely.
You'll lead the world in terms of economies, but if you fall into the debtor's trap, you will actually be the tail and not the head. You become a servant and a slave,
That's
and our
exactly
nation
right.
is right there. We're the number one debtor nation in the world, and now we're falling, just like we're a precursor to Babylon itself falling, you know.
Well, this has happened in a whole bunch of countries. I mean, it happened in Mexico. It
That's
happened
right.
throughout Southeast Asia. It's just come to the doors of the United States now, but I believe the church is starting to wake up now, and that's really the key, because, see, the real sad part, the world is going to do this. The
yes.
world is the world is the world, but God's people need to understand this principle and come out of debt and,
That's right.
and come out of her my people. That's what God tells us to do in the last day.
You know, Norm, if I went out and bought a $40,000 SUV maybe like a year ago or a year and a half ago, and all of a sudden I can't afford it. I cannot afford it. Maybe I had a wage freeze or a wage cut.
Lost your job.
Yeah, well,
like
let's just talk.
50,000 people
yeah,
did last month.
50,000, that's right.
Yeah.
But let's say I just cannot afford the SUV, and so I just, you know, have to go to the bank and say, you know what, I can't pay this anymore. I can't do this. Normally what happens is there's a repossession that takes place.
That's right.
And let's say I owe $30,000 on it. Let's say that what I owe on that is $30,000. The bank or whoever the finance that, when they repo that, they're going to put that on the market and try to sell that as quickly as they can. They
Absolutely.
Might sell it for $15,000, $20,000, or $15,000. They're going to move that thing.
They're going to blow it out for whatever they can,
yeah,
and then they're
and
going to come after you
right,
for the balance.
For the difference. So let's say they sell it for $15,000. All of a sudden, I still owe $15,000, and I don't even have the asset anymore. Well, it never was an asset, but I thought it was. But the point is I have to continue to pay. That's slavery to the system.
Yes.
Now,
mm-hmm.
let me ask you this, because this is designed to fall.
Yes.
The system was created to
collapse and bring everybody into slavery.
Yes.
Nations, whole nations.
Now watch this. Watch this. What does this represent in terms of bank closures? Is this not the federalization of our banking system itself? Is this not a type of financial socialism that we're moving towards?
Yes. As the system begins to fail, the government is going to be the, quote, rescuer. And just as the banks would hold the asset, the loan itself,
yes,
and the property, we're talking about real estate now or cars or whatever, is that they would hold those assets as collateral.
Yes.
Now, as the government comes in and begins to do the bailouts of,
for
of
private investment houses, for instance.
Private investment houses, banks, so on and so forth. They're going to do student loans. They're going to do auto loans. The government is going to come in and bail everybody out. All of those assets, the loans and the assets that back them, are going to now become the property of the government, and that is financial socialism.
And that's really what the next system is all about.
That's the story here. It's not about the loss of wealth in the investment so much, although that's a big story. The ultimate goal is to create a one world socialism, and they have to socialize our financial system. We talked about this last week, so that they can merge us with socialist Canada and socialist Mexico in the North American Union, which is one of the 10 horns of the beast. This all comes together in Bible prophecy, and I know we don't have time today, but next week we're going to talk about where all this is in Bible prophecy.
You know, Norm, it's so frightening to think about it. It's one thing to be a slave to your local banker, you know? It's another thing to now become the slave of the United States government,
yes,
as it federalizes and socializes our monetary and financial institutions, where there's, you know, the free enterprise system basically is going down the toilet.
And the reason that it is because it's based on debt.
That's right.
Free enterprise is based on debt in this system. That's the problem.
That's right. That's right. And so we need to really shift gears as the people of God, both Jews and Gentiles. We need to come to terms with what God is saying. Get out of debt. We must get out of debt first.
Prerequisite.
Yes. And create strong mechanisms to continue the cash flow as we go into this crisis and this transition into a globalization of the world.
Well, the world. Yeah. No, there's two things that always precede the overturning of the existing basis of society. One is financial crises, the other one is war, and that's what we've got right now.
Let's talk about that next week, right here on Torah Talk. Well, that concludes our program for this week.